I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. The year 2024 marked several significant anniversaries in the civil rights movement, the 70th anniversary of Brown versus the Board of Education, as well as the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. It was also 60 years ago that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered a speech at a packed University of Dayton Fieldhouse in November of 1964. On display now at Ebonia Gallery and Black Palette Gallery is Visual Voices, an exhibition by African-American artists inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1964 Dayton, Ohio speech, an exhibition curated by Dayton's own Bing Davis.
What do you recall about that day?
I recall trying to get enough money to get a ticket to go hear it. I was a new high school teacher. I'd been teaching a couple of years and was fortunate enough to be up there in the stands when he came and made that presentation. And it was just an experience that I'll never forget.
What did you take away?
Well, you know, I took away the sincerity and the depth of his commitment to the struggle. As hearing him in person, having heard him on TV and radio, but to see him in person and to hear that voice and hear that speaking from the heart and the depth of his commitment, it came through. And it reinforced me to just be the best I could be and to find some way to serve.
What was the genesis of this current exhibition?
The genesis was the vision of the new director of the Charles F. Kettering Foundation, Dr. Sharon Davies. And this is a part of her and the foundation's overall vision for democracy and the arts, as what role can the arts play in perpetuating and reinforcing and maintaining democracy locally and worldwide. We assembled in October 21 to 25 artists and challenged them to read and listen to. We had found a tape of that has about 98% of the lecture, where they can listen to it every day and as they ride around with their headphones. But to either come up with a vision, artistic expression direct from that, or I could go into their archives and see from my perception what might also fit what I was going to do. And what I wanted to do was to go beyond just illustrating the words that he said, but trying to encourage the artist to use their imagination and creativity to come up with concepts that not only be inspired from the lecture, but might also inspire those of us today to get re-involved or to get involved.
But as far as style goes or any kind of specific guidelines given, you let the inspiration strike each artist?
You do, because I think as I get involved, I'm artist-oriented. I usually think of how can you give the artist the greatest latitude and greatest support to come up with ideas rather than to dictate what you want them to do. I found that's the best way, and artists appreciate having as much latitude as possible. So when they left from that meeting we had, they went out with no clear directive to bring this back, but to go and think.
The exhibit is on display at two locations, just a few doors apart from one another. And because there's no specific order to the works, viewers are encouraged to start at either Ebonia or Black Palette Gallery, then go to the other to see the entire exhibition. Among the highlights, Brianna Cole's mixed media work, "We Have a Long, Long Way to Go," drawing inspiration from those words uttered by Dr. King while in Dayton. Several raw, painful, original works by Black Palette Gallery owner James Pate, drawing parallels between shackles and modern handcuffs. Several oil paintings by Abner Cope, including a portrait of Dr. King himself, any of which would not be out of place in any art museum. There are digital images, watercolor, acrylic, mixed media, and one pastel on paper which simply shows a black man holding a jar of jelly beans.
This is the first piece turned in.
And this was? Morris Howard?
Yeah, Morris Howard. This dealt, we had a group yesterday, wasn't aware of some of the voting restrictions. One of them was, in the South, how many jelly beans were in this drawer? How many bubbles are in a bar of soap. If you miss those hands, you can't vote.
Visual Voices is set to end this Sunday, February 2nd, and while there may be an extension, listeners are encouraged to view this exhibition at Ebonia Gallery at 1135 West 3rd Street and at Black Palette Gallery, just two doors down, at 1139 West 3rd Street before this Sunday. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.